Getting another side of the story with your news headlines. I'm Tim Mulware. Although the Kansas House took some heat for the way they sought to increase taxes on those making $30,000 to $60,000 to balance the state budget, Representative Russ Jennings of Lakin says the bill was at least strong enough to buck recent trends.
But when you have a tax bill that receives on the first round vote 83 votes, 77 on final action, and 85 members willing to override the governor's veto, that's unusual for a tax bill.
It takes 63 votes to pass the House chamber. Ultimately, the Senate failed to override the governor's veto. Jennings remains optimistic that progress is being made.
Did it have issues within it? Sure. But it was a big step in the right direction, so that's what encourages me in thinking that we can actually solve this issue this year.
We'll talk about funding roads tomorrow. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.